Hello, hello, family. Welcome to the 159th episode of the Pulse Podcast, where we bring you conversations that matter through the heartbeat of King Jesus. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Shay Wilbur. I'm the media director of all things Open Door Church and Troy Brewer Ministries. I know, guys, I'm sitting in Pastor Troy's chair, and I'm not Troy Brewer. I hope I can actually hear your sounds of disappointment that I'm not him right now. But listen, we have an incredible show for you today, and let's just take a moment to send Pastor Troy our prayers because he was feeling a little under the weather today. But you know what? He needs to take time to rest sometimes. He is truly the tip of the spear all the time, and he never stops. So when he decided to take today and just kind of rest, I was really happy for him. And I was like, don't worry, we're going to hold it down. We have an incredible show for you today, guys. We have a guest who truly is on the front lines of media. And she has been in the secular world and mainstream media. She's joining us here today. We're going to bring her in a little bit. She's also won 15 Emmys. Is it 15? Yeah. 15 Emmys, guys, okay? She's really, really legit. Yeah, mic drop for sure. And it's Fanchon Stinger. We're going to bring her in just a moment. But before we do, let's just kick things off in Pulse style with Proverbs 6:30, because it is 6:30. That's the date. Pastor Troy has trained us well that God speaks through numbers. And so we like to look up Bible verses for the date. So today it's Proverbs 6:30. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and gone tomorrow, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? And that's just a reminder, guys, God's got your back. God has your back, just like he takes care of the grass of the field that is passing. How much more will he take care of you when you dedicate and you give your life to him? So that's a promise that I don't know about you, but I'm holding on to today. And I pray that you are as well. So that being said, let's welcome our lovely co-host, Miss Rebecca Tamayo. How are you, Rebecca?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm honestly really excited today for today's show. As Pastor Troy would say, we have Chick Fest in the house.
That's my favorite.
But you know what? It's always Chick Fest.
It's always amazing when there's other women that are bold and speaking the truth. And I'm very excited for today because we get to have two women here. And I'm very excited for what the show's going to hold and what happened this weekend at the premiere.
Yes.
The movie premiere.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about, you guys heard Pastor Troy talking a ton about the movie, Remember the Alamo? And so this past weekend was the premiere of that movie. And Fanchon Stinger and producer Hallie, which you're going to meet her in a second as well, they both went to the premiere along with Pastor Troy. So we're going to be breaking that whole thing down. And I cannot wait to hear about it because I know that was incredible. And we've got a bunch more to talk about, to dive into. But Rebecca, first of all, I know we have people joining us from all over the place.
Yes,
let's give some shout outs.
We got Marker Sky 9821 from South Africa. It is 8 o'clock over there. We have Debbie Smith from Alabama. We have Quintanilla 9943 from Valley, California. We have Rosie from, Alaska. Alaska's in the house. And then we have, of course, our ODX members that tune in. Don't forget to comment. Don't forget to share. I love what we say in-house. When you comment, you share, and you repost, we are able to be media missionaries. And this is just another way that we're able to reach the world one soul at a time. You don't know who on the other side might need the word that we're releasing today, and that could be the day of salvation for them. So we want to encourage you, if it's your first time, comment where you're watching from, what city, what state. And if it's your first time tuning in, I'm talking in Spanish here. Please let us know where you're watching from. And if any time during the show you guys need prayer, we have a 24/7 prayer line, and you guys could call us at 877-413-0888. And there are real people on the other line waiting that have been preparing, interceding, and are ready to take your prayer. So we're just excited. I'm excited.
I know. Me too. And we want to give some really quick shout outs to some of our ODX people. We've got a bunch of new people who have joined and signed up on ODX.TV. And if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook and you're a Rumble and you're like, what the heck is that? Go to ODX.TV after the show, not right now, and look into it. It is our streaming platform where you have access to all of our footage 24/7. Guys, sorry, I just got like a little thing in my eye. And when you do, though, when you become a member there, you're actually helping us to rescue more kids all across the globe. So we have over 37 new stage one friends. For stage two, we have 14. We have Asenet from Arkansas. Carmen from Texas, Eliezer from Texas, and then New Stage 3 members. We have Faith from Texas, Mara from Ohio, and John from Washington, just to name a few guys. Thank you so much for joining the fight, for getting in this fight with us. We do media and all of this so we can rescue kids. Amen. And speaking of, we have an update on one of our recent rescues. Do we have the mugshots of the people that were arrested?
I believe we do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So guys, we told you about this bust a few weeks ago in the DR that happened, and Pastor Troy posted this on Facebook. So these are a bunch of the people that were arrested. Now, what was crazy about this is we heard that there was a trafficking scenario in the DR. And we heard that there were 40 victims. When our teams showed up, there were 62. So we were able to rescue 62 women and children, wow, not just children. There were women there as well, which also, you know, sometimes people hear, well, women, okay, they were older. And so it doesn't evoke the same feeling sometimes as kids. But when I hear that, I think, okay, women that are in bondage, how long have they been in that bondage if they are now like older. You know, because a lot of these victims, they get into this, they get exploited from a very young age. So when I hear women and children, I'm just like, praise the Lord that they were all rescued, that they were set free, and that those people that were arrested, which the only reason we cover their face, by the way, and Pastor Troy would say this, is the case is still active. It's still happening right now. And we don't want to hinder the law. We don't want to get in the way of anything that's happening or just throw a wrench in it. And so that's actually how the photos were sent to us. We're not hiding their identity because we're trying to be nice to them. Just trust us, okay? We're trying to go about it and make sure that they get served the full repercussions of the law. Mm-hmm. And we're doing everything we can to ensure that that happens, guys. So thank you for your prayers. I mean, you never know what's going on at any given moment with the different operations that we have all across the globe. We have operators right here in Texas that have been so active the past couple of months. It's been crazy to hear the stories that are even coming out of the U.S. And just really exciting thing to be a part of, that we are seeing the fruit of the labors of this ministry that has been fighting human trafficking for so long. And it's a very real need. And we're on the front lines, guys. So thank you for every single partner, guys, for your prayers. And wanted to give you that update because we always like to keep you as informed as we can. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was good.
So that being said, I'm like, is that everything for our ministry updates?
Yeah. And if this is your first time tuning in and you want to get involved, you could go to troybrewer.com. You could go to odx.tv. Or if you're like, this is, you know what, I don't know if what I'm giving is enough. What you are giving is enough. And what you sow you will reap and you will harvest. And I believe we've been seeing testimonies. We've been seeing people comment that when they gave, the Lord just like multiplied. And look, we get to do what, if we don't get to do this, who else is going to do it, right? Is that what Pastor Troy says?
Yeah.
Who
else? If we don't show up, nobody else is coming.
Those are the words of Pastor Troy. So I love what we are doing, that we are getting to be the hands and feet of Jesus in so many ways. And if you're just tuning in, you could go to P.O. Box, mail us a check at 3775 Burlington, Texas, 76097, or you could give at troybrewer.com, give.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the number that you see that you'll be seeing throughout the show, that's a 24/7 prayer line, but you can also call that number to get involved. If you want more information about the various things that we do here in this house, call that number. That's our team. Those are people that are part of our house. You're not calling some call center in another country. These are our people. They're literally in a building right next to this one that we're in right now. And they are waiting to take your call. And we love them so much. So shout out to our call center crew. We love you guys. And we thank you for all that you do and how you serve this family. All right. So we're going to get into, I guess we're going to start with a recap of Remember the Alamo, which is the movie that premiered this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And not only did Pastor Troy attend, but we had Fanchon Singer that attended. Producer Hallie, she went as well. We have a quick little reel that we just pulled off of Fanchon's Instagram. But take a look at this, then we're going to break it down.
There is a movement. It is mobilizing right here in Texas. You are going to hear about it far and wide. It is a battle for Texas and a battle for this country. And the battle starts now.
Yes. Oh, it gives me chills. The battle starts now, guys. I want you to welcome Fanchon Singer. She's a 15-time Emmy award-winning journalist, national television host, and inspirational speaker with nearly three decades in broadcast news. Mm. She's the founder of Grit and Grace Nation, a nonprofit dedicated to raising up courageous, values-driven young women. Throughout her career, Fanchon has been recognized for her commitment to truth, integrity, and impactful storytelling. Emphasis on truth, though. I love that about her. She is just, she's so one of us. She's part of our tribe. And she is really one of the most respected voices in media. One of my personal most respected voices. So Fanchon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much to Hallie, producer Hallie, who's here as well.
Yes, thank you for having me.
We're so happy. Fanchon, first of all, I just kind of gave your whole intro, but tell us a little bit about Hallie, who's joining us as well, because she's part of your crew.
Well, Hallie is the superpower behind so much of what I do and what you will see more of as part of this tribe. So I just want to say, first of all, thank you for having us on today.
Yes.
I want to say hello to all those watching, listening. Welcome to this episode, because we're going to talk about a lot of important things.
Yeah.
Hallie, though, is truly a blessing from the Lord. And we talk so much about how the Lord has so much to do with the details of our life.
Yes.
So when I was hosting my last show for the last few years on Dr. Phil's former Merit TV, I had an intern. I, throughout my career, I always have intern positions. Hallie was my intern for 2.5 years. And when I recognized that I needed a full-time producer, I asked Pastor Troy and Pastor Leanna to pray with me about who could I possibly find, or did they know anyone that I could possibly find? And Pastor Leanna said, Fanchon, pray about people right around you. Literally, I went from their office to the bathroom, got into the bathroom, and the Lord dropped Hallie's name in my
head.
And it almost brought me to tears, and here's why. I have been training her for 2.5 years for the position she now has with me, and neither one of us knew it. And the timing of it was right. It was 3 weeks before she was going to graduate. I was helping her find jobs everywhere and everywhere else, not with me. I never even thought about it. And when the Lord said, it's Hallie, I said, oh my goodness, Lord, you brought her to me 2.5 years ago. And I have trained her to be able to step into this role that she is now in. And she already has so much media experience and background, reporting, editing, directing. She was the news director of her her school news network.
Yeah.
And so she has that experience that she brings to and she's truly gifted, and she is spiritually aligned with what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And that is the most important thing. So God has prepared her for this road. She is eager. She is bold. She's courageous. She's also one of my young professionals. That's part of my Grit and Grace young professionals group that is now growing across the country. But we are raising up an army of Deborahs. And that means, like you said, Shay, it has to be based on truth.
Yep.
It has to be based on courage. And we have to bring the kingdom message to everything that is happening around us right now. So I'm excited. Hallie's a blessing. And she's going to, you know, she's going to kill it in this in this media world. So, yeah,
that's
you'll see
a
lot of her.
Well, we're so excited, Hallie. Thank you so much for being here and joining us today. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm super excited to dive into everything that we saw in the movie premiere.
So let's start with that. That's a good transition there. Thanks for that, by the way. as we just transitioned into this. So you guys, I mean, Pastor Troy has been hyping up this movie, a really awesome film that he was a part of. He was calling it Don't Sharia My Texas, because that's the subtitle, which I think that's what sticks in my head out of everything.
I think that's what's going to stick into most stick in most people's heads.
Yeah.
But the movie, the world premiere was this past weekend, as you said.
Yeah.
And the movie debuts in theaters July 4th. So make sure you have it on your calendar and on July your schedule 4th. To see this July 4th if it's playing in your community. We are going to be debuting it and screening it at Open Door Church. So stay tuned for
that date.
At some point. It's coming at some point. But this, the timing of this movie, the message of this movie, Shay, is divinely appointed. Because a lot of people are hearing these rumors about what's going on in Texas.
Yes.
The title of the movie is Remember the Alamo. The Alamo was such a significant point in history because of the grit, the determination that those patriots had to try and defend the Alamo.
Yeah.
The outcome of that was not what we hoped it would be. However, there are so many parallels in terms of what's happening right now.
Wow.
Because there is a very intentional, decades-long plan that has been in place to not pit religion versus religion, because this is not what this is about when we're talking about Sharia law. The movie is Remember the Alamo, Don't Sharia My Texas. A lot of people are hearing rumors about what's going on in Texas. What is this about? All of these, the Sharia law that people are hearing about, they're trying to bring into Texas and infiltrate in Texas. This is not religion versus religion. We want to make that very clear.
Yes.
This is civilization versus civilization.
Wow.
There is a global jihad movement that is led by the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, and Hezbollah. And what's happening in Texas right now is a coordinated effort with this global jihadist movement. Does that mean that all Muslims are bent on violence? And no, it does not mean that. But we do know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
And so the first goal of what this movie represents is trying to get the truth out to so many people who don't know Jesus.
Yeah.
To evangelize and help them see that Jesus is the one and only true God. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when we get into these conversations, they're very difficult. And I will just tell, for those of you listening and watching, if someone brings you that question about religion versus religion, all we have to say, Jesus is the only one who died and rose out of the grave. He is the one and only living God. All these other false prophets are still dead.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
And at the point, and at that point, let's move on. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so what's happening in Texas? Mm-hmm. There is a fight for Texas. There's a fight for the United States, but it's starting in Texas.
Yeah.
Mm. And Texas is the groundswell because there are a lot of things happening beneath the surface to educate people, to train people, and to just bring the awareness to the remnant. Pastor Troy said it over the weekend. The remnant, God is bringing the remnant together, and he's positioning us because we are in a battle for our civilization. We are in a battle for our freedoms.
Yeah.
We are in a battle for the foundations of this country. This is a movement that has outwardly stated we want to eradicate Western civilization. And in their minds, Hezbollah, Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood, in their minds, every house is going to be Islamic and going to come under Sharia law. Sharia law is the very opposite of everything we enjoy and love about America. You say our borders were opening, right?
Yeah.
People were flooding over the border. Mm-hmm. People want the American dream. Pastor Troy brought this up this weekend. What country have you ever seen where people are flooding into a country that was Muslim or Islamic controlled?
I was literally just going to say,
just name
as you're
one.
Explaining that.
What, anyone
what is
listening?
The result of that?
Mm-hmm. Who have you seen fighting for their daughters, for their wives, for their families to be able to go into a country like that and live under that oppressive state?
Yeah.
Can you name one?
Yeah.
No, so there is something, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So this movie is going to expose what's happening on the ground. This is not something that just popped up this year, last year, or within the last 5 years. This is a movement that was put in place decades ago.
Yeah. And it's very intentional, as you were just outlining. It's not just, oh, we popped up and we said, hey, let's get all the Muslims and we're going to go to Texas and we're going to set up camp. They start at the school board level. They start at the local levels, and it gets bigger and bigger, infiltrating. There's an actual plan. And you and I have a friend, Lisa Daftari, who's a counterterrorism expert. Yeah. And she's been preaching about this for years before we were seeing it on the headlines. And just illuminating, like, hey, there's a plan here in place. And it starts very little. And then all of a sudden, you see it overtaking in bigger and bigger ways. And I saw footage yesterday from a march in Dearborn, Michigan.
Yes, where I grew up in Michigan.
That was terrifying.
It does not look like the same. I grew up maybe 15 minutes from there.
Yeah.
Wow. It does not look like the same Dearborn, Michigan that I saw. When I saw that, I didn't even recognize it as being the United States. And a lot of times when you see demonstrations like that, because we're used to freedom of speech, the First Amendment, all those things, when we see someone marching, or we're thinking, okay, they're marching for a cause. When you see that type of march and demonstration, like we also saw in Houston, Texas, the significance of that is that they're claiming territory.
Yeah.
It is so important to understand the symbolism that is at play and what it means, because we are dealing with people who do not honor, do not respect, do not believe in free speech, the freedoms that we enjoy, freedom of religion, all of those things. I had a chance to speak with Lisa last week.
Yeah.
And when you were talking about her being in the ground and embedded in the counterterrorism information game or war, I would call it, 20 years ago, she was embedded in an organization on her college campus, and they went to the administration and they said, hey, we have these radical ideological people who are on the college campus. They are funded by Qatar. They're funded by other Middle Eastern countries who are propagating a hatred of America. They took the evidence. They took the video. They took what they were able to capture, because she looks Middle Eastern. So she was able to get in with these groups.
Yeah.
And they went to the administration. They said, this is what is happening. And then she started opening Pandora's box. And she started to reveal and understand how much money is flooding into the United States. Think about that. That's 20 years ago. Wow. So now we are seeing the results of an advancement of a war plan. And I say war plan not to sound dramatic. I say war plan because in their mindset, it is a war against Western civilization. This is part of the jihadist global movement that has been activated. So I was talking to General Michael Flynn. He's also in the movie. And, you know, he is at the highest level of national intelligence. And I said, General Flynn, so first of all, I said, I've been praying for you for this whole time. I mean, we all know his story and what he's been through. There's a picture right there. But I said, I love your mindset because you have a warfighter mindset. Mm-hmm. Help me explain to people where we are in the seriousness of what's going on. And he said, when you look at a war plan, and let's say it's there's phase 1 to 10, he said, we're at a 7.
Wow.
And you want to know why that's a problem? Because we are in a battle. Most people are not even on the battlefield.
No.
Most pastors are not talking about what is really happening. Praise God, we have Pastor Troy and other pastors that are now standing up and they're saying, no, this is what this means. This is the plan. This is not something new.
Yeah.
These groups have done this in other countries. Look at what's happening in the UK.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
It's shocking, the headlines coming out of the UK.
And General Flynn said this, and you'll see this in the movie. He said, our biggest weakness in terms of overcoming this and claiming and protecting America, you know what it is? It's apathy.
Yeah.
It's apathy. Because people will say, hey, come to America. And we love immigrants. I mean, we're not painting a broad brush of against Muslims at all. But what we're saying is there is an ideology attached to this jihadist global movement. So number one, we want people to know Jesus.
Yeah.
We want to reach people for the Lord. Number two, we want people to help people understand what's happening. And if you don't understand it, and you say, well, come into our country, which we all do.
Yeah.
They'll say, yeah, we want to come here and assimilate. Then it starts moving to, okay, now we're going to, like you said, Shay, we're going to get into the school boards. We're going to do all these things. Yeah. Now they start to turn the message. And then we say, because we're coming from a heart of openness, right?
Yeah.
Come in and do this. And they're like, yeah, we want to be with you. Now you start to see the aggressions that we see in Dearborn. There was a mayor in Dearborn that told someone, you're not welcome to live in this community. Because he was a Christian.
That is so crazy.
Now you start to see and hear those little things. Look at what's going on in New York.
New York,
one of those candidates that won the primary has openly stated, communism now, we want the eradication of Western civilization. This is a person who's going to likely be in the U.S. Congress. Why would we elect someone to our U.S. Congress who has openly stated we need to eradicate America, Western civilization? That's how serious this is. And when you move to that point and people aren't educated and they don't know the truth, which is our job.
Yes.
We're taking up the mantle that the Lord has given to us to help get the truth out there to the kingdom and beyond. But when you don't understand now, that's when apathy sets in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think apathy, and I also would say ignorance, because the big thing is what we have, especially when I think about Gen Z, and I want to ask you about Gen Z in a second, Hallie, to get your perspective, but we have, our whole country was built on this idea as like freedom, come one, come all, be a part, and everything that makes our country incredible also can cause people to stick their head in the sand and be completely ignorant to the rest of the world. And I think even just when it comes to Israel, and obviously, you know, I'm like, so I know so much about what's going on over there. And I see the headlines and what people are posting on TikTok and social media. And it's so uninformed.
And it's very narrow.
It's very, very narrow. And so I think with Islam and this whole, it's so much more than just the religious thing. It's so much more than like, oh, well, we need to give them religious freedom. Their whole basis is civilization. And it's a civilization that is counter to everything that we are built on. So yes, like people of different backgrounds, my family came here as immigrants from Eastern Europe. And I'm so glad that we were able to come here and be a part of the civilization in America.
You bring up a very important point. Mm-hmm. It is not come and enjoy the freedoms.
Yes.
They want to replace the U.S. Constitution.
That's a problem.
With Sharia law. With Sharia law comes the rape of women.
Yes.
With Sharia law comes the murder of women. Mm-hmm. With Sharia law comes an abdication of all of your basic human rights and your freedoms. It is counter to everything America stands for. They call us the big Satan.
Yeah.
They hate Christianity. This is one nation under God, meaning we love everyone. Everyone enjoys freedoms. We're all made in the image of God. We welcome everyone. That is not what they mean. I know a pastor in Nigeria, a Christian pastor in Nigeria. He has to instruct his members, don't be out past six, wow, because there are checkpoints. And they will ask you, Jesus or Muhammad? If you answer Jesus, bam, you're blown up.
And we've seen that. We've seen that. What's happening in Nigeria?
His church has been
awful.
Burned down so many times. They will have interfaith meetings to bring people to have meetings together. I learned this through some of the people in the movie. We'll go into that. But there's some incredible people in this movie who's been working at this for decades. And they said they will call an interfaith meeting and say, we all want to work together as the faith community. They'll bring everyone in. When they release everyone to leave the meeting, that is when these Islamic terrorist groups will kill them. Mass murder.
Wow.
So we have to really intelligent, Shay. Yeah. And you brought up a great point. We have to be educated. We have to be informed. When we see our young people, and I want Hallie to speak to this, when we see our young people marching to free Palestine, they have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah.
When we see the left being used as literal pawns in this plan, they have no idea what they're ushering in.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because many of the things they stand for are not even allowed under Sharia law.
Wow.
Yeah. Hallie, I want to ask you just from a Gen Z perspective, you sat through that film, when you were watching that, and how did you process that on the back end of it, as you were like, as someone who, I feel like you definitely have your finger on the pulse of this generation.
Yeah.
And so how, with your eyes, how did you see that? How did you come away?
It was very, watching the movie was super empowering, but also I got the chance to talk to a lot of people and kind of do some man on the streets and actually interact with people who just saw the film. And the response I was getting after we would finish was, wow, it's so amazing to see someone so young understand so much and want to stand up for our country.
Yeah.
And what I realized was it's not, I think a lot of people take our freedom of speech for granted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that in these other countries, they're not allowed to say half the things that we are allowed and to be able to speak our opinions, whether you believe right or left, you know, however that flows. But to know that it comes down to my generation to stand up and realize what's happening in America. I have a lot of friends that just refuse to even watch the news because they don't want to see, you know, something bad or be upset or it mess up their what's going on in their lives.
Wow.
So to kind of hear from people be like, we need to step up. America, we need to wake up.
Mm-hmm. I was so proud of Hallie. We had a conversation with John Guandolo. He is a former FBI special agent. He's a counterterrorism expert and author. He's in the movie. You will see him in the movie.
Wow.
He served with the Second Force Reconnaissance Company. He was U.S. Army Ranger. He was the FBI's first counterterrorism training expert that founded a program focused on the Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamic Doctrine, and the global Islamic movement. So I say all that to say he knows this in and out.
Wow.
He's been working in this space for years. He actually founded the Guandolo Understanding the Threat. It's a Dallas-based counterterrorism consulting organization. He is right now training and equipping and educating people across the country on what this movement is, how to explain it to people, and how to properly explain it in a peaceful manner. Here's what he said after talking to myself and Hallie. He said, you two are some of the most well-educated people about this topic. He says, we don't see this. He looked at her. Mm-hmm. He was shocked when he saw Hallie. He says, typically one out of 12 maybe get a little bit of it. When he heard her talk, he said, you are the epitome of what we want our young people to know and to understand. Mm-hmm. So he has invited her to come and be part of one of his trainings. So we're going to be sending her to one of his trainings, and she's going to report back on what she's learned, what she now will be able to communicate and share with other people her age. And I'm going to give her a platform to be able to do that.
Awesome.
Because, like you said, it's scary when we realize that our young people don't really understand. Our young people have been indoctrinated to be protesters.
Yeah.
So all they know is to pick up a sign.
Which is very scary.
And if someone's rights, if someone claims their rights are being trampled on, they're going to mobilize because they've been trained in our education system to mobilize and be activists.
Yeah.
But sadly, they're being activists for our destruction and they don't know it.
And for stuff that is doesn't even make sense. I mean, to see the pictures that I saw of Mamdani walking with a trans flag in the parade.
Wow.
And that makes sense.
It makes zero sense because, you know, what is the word that they call it in Islam where you kind of pose as you're supporting one thing, but for the ultimate plan of jihad, there's a word. I forget what
I know
it's
you're
called.
Talking about. I can't think of it.
It's like on the tip of my brain.
But it's part of how they're trained. They're trained to sound and to say things that we would take as, oh, they're for us. They're on our side.
And you know that they are not.
And they are not. And that's what I was talking about, that the congressperson, the woman who's Charlemagne, who's running for Congress in New York, she was backed by Mamdani. She has openly stated they want the destruction of America. She started the group that was calling for the destruction of America. Mm-hmm. These people have been selected, groomed, and trained to do what they're doing. And they do it through smiling. They do it through tickling the ears in terms of what people want to hear. And think about that scriptural. Jesus warned us about this in the end times, calling evil good, good evil. But how does the enemy speak? He tickles the ears with those slippery words. And that's what we are seeing happening. And our young people do not have a foundation of truth, a foundation of the Bible to be able to say, hey, that's not what Jesus said. Hey, that's not right. That's not what the truth represents.
That's not what this country was built on.
That's not what this country was built on. And we now, as the remnant, as the kingdom force, we have got to mobilize, activate, and stand up. And Pastor Troy is part of leading that charge in a bold way. We are so grateful for his voice and his courage because it takes courage to do this.
Yeah. And I just wanted, we had someone who was watching, Ann Moore, said, yes, but what do we do? It's overwhelming. And I'm just trying to survive and get my kids through school and into life. Listen, Ann, I feel the same way.
I can answer that.
Because I think when you talk about this, it can feel very heavy.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And especially when you think of the next generation coming up. And I think of my kids and I'm just like, okay, Lord, like it's easy to get overwhelmed and feel like a heaviness. Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes just fixing your eyes on God, okay, how, you said the word mobilize, how, what do you want me to do?
That's a good
question. And sometimes it's sharing, literally as simple as we say, being a media missionary, sharing the pulse, sharing this stuff of those who are on the front lines.
Yes. And I asked the director and I asked everyone I spoke to who is in the movie, and you'll get a chance to see some of that coming up soon. But I said, people are going to be overwhelmed. That's part of how they create apathy. They overwhelm.
Yes, so then everyone just checks out.
And everyone checks out. Yeah. And families are busy, like, what was it, Anne? Who was it?
Anne Moore.
So Anne, I'm speaking directly to you and everyone else listening who's feeling that same way. All you need to do is educate yourself. Mm-hmm. This movie is a tool. The reason they made this movie is to help educate you. You're going to hear from people in this movie who have been doing this, who've been working on this, like I said, for decades.
Yeah.
Your job, Anne, is just to share it with your friends. Share the movie with your family. They have also brilliantly created a cartoon that will speak to this in a genre and in a voice that not only young people will find entertaining, but will educate young people and children on what is going on as well. And you can share that to your with your friends, too. So I just want to give you the website. It's alamo.lifechristian.tv. I'll say it again, alamo.lifechristian.tv. When this movie comes out, tell your friends about it. When there's a screening near you, that's on the website, all the screenings that they're going to be putting on, they're going on tour, invite people to come. Go yourself, watch it yourself. But really, it's just in your everyday conversations.
Yeah.
Because if you do feel the overwhelm and they can get you to freeze because of fear, that's exactly what they want.
Wow.
So you don't have to be out there on the front lines, but you are on the front lines of your family. And you are on the front lines of your community, of your schools, of your friend group.
Your circle matters. You know, who you surround yourself with kind of determines who you become.
Yeah.
Because if you're just surrounding yourself with the wrong crowd or with bad people, you start to kind of morph into that.
Yeah. I'm curious, Hallie, for you, do you have friends that are one of those people who like just the total opposite end of the spectrum here, and how do they react to you seeing what you're involved in now?
Yeah, so I do, and it's kind of interesting. You have to have definitely a mutual respect. I know at the end of the day, whether we agree, whether we disagree, that I still love you and I'm coming out of a place of love. And so when I do have these conversations with my friends, it can feel tense, you know, because you're not agreeing and you want to get along and continue this friendship, and you don't want it to break up, I guess, at the end of the day. But I guess what I have to say to that is I wouldn't be doing my job if I'm not telling you the truth.
Correct.
I wouldn't be loving you correctly if I don't tell you the truth. And whether you believe that is your own.
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we know Jesus is coming back, and we know that all will be revealed, and only time will tell.
Wow.
That's good.
That's really good. There's nothing hidden that won't be revealed. Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, and I don't know, that's something I always remind myself of too, because mm-hmm. I think sometimes we can take on the weight, and I think that's part of this getting us like maybe stressed out or in fear. We can take on the weight of that. And it's like, mm-hmm. no, listen, God's got it. Even like the verse that we shared in the beginning of this program, he's got it. Just seek the Lord in what your role is each step of the way, every day.
And you bring up a good point, because General Flynn spoke to that. A lot of times he says people will sit back and say, well, God's going to take care of it. Yes mm-hmm. and no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's going to take care of it if we mobilize.
Yes. Yes.
He needs us to move. Yeah. So I like that's what you said. You can do your part. It doesn't have to be that you're out there with a megaphone.
You don't have to solve the whole issue, but God has a part for you.
He has a part for you. And it could just be talking to your friends, talking to
your
family.
In your circle.
And in your circle. So Shay, thank you for bringing that up, because that's such an important, important part of this. And Jonathan also said, all of these people who are behind this movie, I mean, Colonel Alan West is in this. I mean, there are some heroes, some American heroes that you are going to see and learn from in this movie. Mm-hmm. And they are real. They are raw. But here's the overwhelming message of hope. They believe that we can still stop this movement peacefully.
Yes.
That's the key word.
Peacefully. Wow. Because there are so many rumors going around, and we heard that a lot at the premiere.
Wow. Mm.
We can still do this. Are we behind? Yes. Are they believing that they've already conquered us? Yes. Wow. It's important to know that. They believe that they've already got us where they want us, and that's why they are so cocky and arrogant, and that's why we see them coming out so boldly. But with God, we know all things are possible. Amen. He is the final word.
Amen.
And he is going to mobilize his remnant. That's what's happening right now. So just know that they still believe that this can come to a peaceful resolution.
I love that.
However, we also know that the Lord is coming back as a lion.
I think it's so, it's shocking even to me, knowing what I know, and I feel like I'm fairly educated on this fight, but that Texas would be their first kind of like ground that they're aiming to take.
Well, there's a reason
for
that.
When I think of Texas, I think of America. This is the core, the heart of America.
This is. A lot of people think of America, they think New York City. They think Washington, D.C.
I think Texas.
But
like,
it is Texas, and they intentionally selected Texas. This is the center of energy.
Wow.
This is the center of, we all know the Second Amendment is very valued here. There is a pledge that every student in Texas takes when it comes to the sovereignty of Texas.
Yeah, they're Texas Pledge of Allegiance.
They have a Texas Pledge of Allegiance in addition to the United States Pledge of Allegiance. And they realize that if they can conquer Texas and if they can take over Texas like they're doing in the UK, like they're doing in so many other European areas, then America will follow.
And at the premiere, they kept reiterating Texas is the belt buckle of the Bible Belt.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. And that just kept being brought up over and over again. And I never thought of it as that because you just, I don't know, I just think the South is the Bible
That's
Belt.
That's a fun way to put it. Yeah.
But it's like Texas is the buckle. You know, they're going for the head of the bull.
Yeah.
Wow. So buckle up, Texas. Let's go.
We really are on the front lines. And it's exciting place to be.
It really is, because we get to see the scriptures come to life. And we get to be activated on the battlefield.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so we're going to go behind the veil in just a moment. But before we do, when we go behind the veil, let me just tell you this, because there's so much, I could literally talk to Fanchon and Hallie for forever. Fanchon, as we said, has been in mainstream media for so long, and there have been times throughout her career, not now, where she has had to be quiet, or she has been forced to, because she's not the type to be quiet. She's the type to speak the truth no matter what. And I want to kind of dive into some of those instances where she has felt, because we're talking about the power of media, and this film highlights it so well, and the power of infiltrating society and culture. And so I really want to hear her speak to the other side of how she has kind of had to fight against that.
I had to navigate.
And navigate that. Yeah. So we're going to dive into that behind the veil so she can be totally free to share what she wants to share. But before we do, today was actually a big day. We had some pretty major things breaking. And I love that we have Fanchon here, because I, to be honest, you know, I came to work and we're working on the Pulse stuff. I didn't know these other things were going on. And I hope you guys have been enjoying Fanchon joining us, because we have some special projects in the works with her and Hallie that we are going to reveal at another time. But I hope you're enjoying this. Like, I think it's really cool to have such an expert here as a part of our family. So you're going to be seeing much more from her. But give us a quick rundown about what's been happening today.
Let me put on my breaking news hat.
Yeah.
Because
I'm excited.
We have some major breaking news that has happened today. Wow. And we've heard the president talk a lot about his stance when it comes to men and women sports. So a major victory for the Trump administration and really for every family in the United States. So here's what you need to know. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of President Trump's ban on men and women sports. Huge victory. However, here's the caveat that comes with that. There were only 27 states that had enacted a law in their state banning boys and men from women and girls sports. So this ruling covers those 27 states. Essentially what that means is that the Supreme Court is putting this back in the hands of the states, which is constitutionally in line. And if any other state now, who does not currently have that law, wants to say, we want to adopt this ban also in our state, they now have the backing of the Supreme Court and the precedent of that Supreme Court ruling.
Wow.
So this is going to be very interesting to see how many states come on board joining those 27 states to enact this ban on men and boys in women and girls sports. So a major win for the administration and a major win for our young ladies. There are so many young ladies who have been permanently injured because they've had to compete against boys.
So
and
crazy.
It really comes down to the foundation of what a man and a woman is. And again, this is kingdom truth. Two genders, man, woman, marriage between man and a woman. That's it, period. So let's move on. Okay, next breaking news that we have.
So good.
I love it.
Let's just give a round of applause for that, because that's a really big deal. Yes. And that is going to affect, that could really affect a lot of people's lives and in a way that we really have been needing to see.
Absolutely. The other thing is birthright citizenship. That was a huge topic on the campaign trail. When the president first took office, you'll remember he signed an executive order on the first day, basically banning birthright citizenship. As it stands in the 14th Amendment, anyone, any child born in the United States, any immigrant status, has automatic birthright citizenship. Mm-hmm. The president has said that this has been misused. He was not as sure about their standing going into this case. The Supreme Court ruled that birthright citizenship does apply to every child born in the United States. So this is, it looks like a setback for the administration. Mm-hmm. The president was expecting this ruling. However, there is something else that we're going to be needing to watch moving forward. The 14th Amendment that states that can be amended.
Whoa.
It would have to go through Congress. So I think the executive order was a way of trying to get this to be put in place without having to go through the long and arduous process of going through Congress, but it can happen. So it's going to be interesting to see whether or not they're going to go that route. But there's some opinions on both sides. Yes, the 14th Amendment clearly states that every child born has the right to be a U.S. citizen. But because of how immigration has been weaponized, do we need to adjust to the times and clarify what we need? Because we have now seen what has happened and how it's been misused. So that's going to be a big thing for all of us to continue to watch.
Yeah.
So those were the two big
I would just wonder, is there a way that we can, that it can be, and this is probably one of the questions that they're tackling, is like, is there a way that we can further prevent people from taking advantage of that?
Yes.
Because that's what we have seen. I mean, I've heard, crazy stories living in California of this happening, of there being like homes where like literally it was like baby
people come here, just
they're just coming here.
Yes. And that would be where the amendment would come into play.
Right.
Can we amend that in some way?
Clarify it?
Yes. To account for people who are misusing it in such a big way.
Wow.
So
that's Well, thanks for bringing us that, guys.
That's your breaking news.
Breaking news. We need a breaking news sound effect for the next time. But listen, guys, follow Fanchon. For those of us who are watching on social media and who won't be going behind the veil, make sure you follow Fanchon, because she is constantly posting little like videos like that on her social media when there's breaking news, when there's stuff happening. The Carmelo Anthony case, you were literally.
I went live.
As stuff was happening, she was going live. And
so good.
Such an incredible. I have people ask all the time, like, well, where can we get our news from? Where can we, who can we trust? Fanchon is someone that you can trust. Mm-hmm. And I would say follow her. I literally go to her. I find myself going to your page a lot and say, like, okay, did Fanchon post about this? What is her stance? Like, what's her perspective? Mm-hmm. What information is she bringing? Because she is someone who truly does bring back. So make sure you follow her. Fanchen, how can people follow you and keep in touch with you?
On Instagram, I'm Fanchen Stinger, my first and last name. Facebook, same thing. And then we'll be adding more news and information still to come.
Coming
so
soon.
Stay tuned for some exciting announcements there. Yeah. But yeah, follow along. And I always say, send me prayer requests because we have to pray each other through this time, and we have to come together as a remnant family and really stand boldly on the truth. That's one of the reasons I started Grit and Grace Nation for young ladies like Hallie. Understand what it means to be a bold and courageous leader operating in the gifts and the talents that God has given you. So everyone watching, you have a gift, you have a talent. Now, when you arm yourself with the truth, you can be impactful. And that is your mission field. And that is your, I would say that's your media mandate
that
we all have from the Lord. And it's fun because we know we're standing on the truth. And we, in everything, I like what Hallie said, everything in truth and love. Just communicate love on people, stand on the truth, truth and love.
So good. Well, thank you for joining us. We're not done with you yet. We're not letting you guys leave yet. We are going to actually go behind the veil, which means that we're going to head on over to ODX.TV. So everyone who is part of our ODX family as a stage two or stage three member, head on over there. Rebecca, do you want to close us out on here?
Yeah, I think just tomorrow night we have our family night, which is Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So don't miss it. Pastor Troy will be in the house.
And Rebecca's actually going to get anointed as a pastor of the house tomorrow.
That is so exciting.
Being bold and courageous, like Fenton said, and step into her gifts and talents. And
step into it.
I'm pretty sure as long, dude, like you said, you were pouring into her for a while. And I'm pretty sure Pastor Troy, I know he has been pouring in you. So thank you guys. And it's the right time. So I'm excited for that. And I'm excited Pastor Troy will be in the house tomorrow. And we have Sharon Boland, and we're going to continue this tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
What else are we missing?
I think that's everything.
So if you have not yet become a stage three or lifetime member, we want to encourage you to go to odx.tv. This is where it's a one-stop shop. All of Pastor Troy's content, all preachings, wherever he's at, where news, shows, you can all catch it in one platform. And that's odx.tv. So I want to encourage you, sow today. Give your seed today. It is, I keep hearing the word fertile and harvest. So guys, get ready because we're we are already in the harvest, I believe, from those that have given. So go to odx.tv, sign up today, and we'll see you behind the veil.
Yes, we will see you guys behind the veil, and then we'll be right back here tomorrow, same time, same place. We'll see you then.
This is Naomi, 16, 8 months pregnant, pulled from a river while running for her life from the evil men who had trafficked her. This is Emily, 15, betrayed by her own father and handed over to one of the most violent trafficking rings upon all the earth. This is Sophie and Anna, 12 and 15, sisters, sold into a life of sexual exploitation by their own mother. And this is Shravani, 8, vulnerable, sleeping on the ground with nobody to fight for. These faces all have one thing in common. They are all set free. And they are just five of the 11,000 children that we've rescued all over the world. I'm Troy Brewer, and for over 30 years, my team and I have been rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking. And friends, we are not stopping. These are the faces of freedom. Get in the fight with us. Go to troybrewer.com or call 877-413-0888 because there's another face out there right now, another child waiting for someone like you to step up and to say, not on our watch.